The UK Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yeah, let's go to Adam in London. Well, election heat, we've got to expect it, Adam. Good morning to you. Yeah.
Good morning. I suppose it would be a bad sign if it had all gone a bit cool. But yeah, we've got a few things going on. The Conservatives accusing Labour of compromising the defence of the realm because the Labour leader, Jeremy Corbyn, won't commit to the Trident nuclear weapons programme. He has been a long-time nuclear disarmament campaigner. The Liberal Democrats are ruling out any coalition deals. I wonder if they could possibly have a part to play there. The UK Independence Party wants to ban Muslim women from wearing burqas. And Labour, meanwhile, has come up with a vote winner. It's difficult to argue with this. They want four new public holidays.
Amazing.
Do you know what? I think most people would vote for four new public holidays.
They would. Amazing. Oh, my God.
Of Labour's manifesto.
Okay. And the school bomb?
Well, yeah, found in Northern Ireland at a primary school, at the gates of a primary school in North Belfast. I mean, it's amazing that this still happens in Northern Ireland, but yep. The police are suggesting dissident Republicans, so breakaway IRA terrorists, if you like. 100 people had to be evacuated, several controlled explosions before they could make this thing safe. But police officers don't think it was an attempt to kill children who have been on Easter holiday, but an attempt to kill police as they turned up, they think. But, of course, bombs are indiscriminate, so potentially it could have been very ugly.
And just before I go to James on sport, these marathon records, phenomenal running.
Yeah, absolutely. A new women's record from the Kenyan Mary Katani, 2 hours, 70 minutes, 1 second.
Couldn't beat those on Paula Radcliffe's record.
Yet we had an amazing 7th wheelchair title for David Weir. Also a record 40,000 runners taking part. That's the first time it's gone through the 40,000 mark.
Amazing.
But also an interesting note about Prince William and Prince Harry, who said that they were tempted to run, but they were aware of the security complexities. Imagine that, William and Harry running 26 miles through London. Wow.
Amongst 40,000 others. Good on you, Adam. Adam Gilchrist in London.